1976 today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Jay Kim from Tornado Air. And Jay has brought along a very special guest. This gentleman is editor for Police Fleet Manager magazine. And has quite a remarkable resume. I was just looking at it just a few moments ago. A little later on in the hour, we'll be joined by Ken Zvogel. He is the head guy with a number of websites, including AutoGeek.com and TruckGeek.net and CycleGeek.net. And he's making a lot of internet news, so we'll get the inside scoop on that. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll throw out a trivia question just to keep the winners coming. We've had winners today from New Mexico, from Massachusetts, and from Iowa. So let's see if we can continue the winning ways. We'll make it a relatively easy trivia question. What was the name of the Buick two-seater that debuted in the late 1980s? It was available first as a coupe and then later as a convertible. And, of course, it's pretty rare these days. Was not exactly a stellar performance vehicle, but nevertheless, it was quite unique for its day. What was that two-seater Buick from the late 80s and early 90s? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Right now, we go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the head guy, the chief guy, the number one man at Tornado Air Management. He is the president himself, Mr. Jay Kim. Jay, how you doing?
Another beautiful day in Southern California.
Oh, very good, my friend. What's the temperature there?
Oh, it was up and down between 80 to even 90 daytime.
Wow, very good. Excellent. You're making me jealous. I got to move out there one of these days. And
yeah. We had an earthquake, too.
An earthquake, too, same day?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you get a little bit of excitement there, no matter how you slice it. You get the good weather, but you get that earthquake happening. So.
Yeah.
We have a very special guest that you've arranged for us to be with us today, and I've been looking at his resume, and he is the editor for Police Fleet Manager magazine. As quite an impressive resume. Let's say hello to John Bella. John, how you doing?
Hi, good afternoon.
Boy, I was just looking at the number of vehicles that you have restored in your day. You have really restored a number of remarkable vehicles. Before we talk to you and Jay about the Tornado product, tell our listeners all about some of the cool cars you've restored over the years.
Oh, I had a 1962 Studebaker Hawk. I had a 1970 Ford XL convertible. Right now I've got a 1969 Mustang that I'm playing around with. And I guess I restored a 1963 Dodge California Highway Patrol Cruiser back to the configuration of when it was in service.
Wow, cool. And you certainly have done your share of writing. You've written a couple of different books. You've co-authored some books, Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler Police Cars 56 to 78, and the same brands, Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler Police Cars 79 through 94. And you've also been a contributor to a whole slew of magazines. So you're definitely highly qualified in a wide variety of areas. I'm very impressed with your resume here, and I can't wait to hear about your experiences. How did you first hear about the Tornado Air device?
It goes back some ways, and I believe I was assigned an article on it, if I remember correctly.
Wow. Jay, you were assigned by who?
one of the publications that I was working for at the time. By the way, to clear the record, I am a technical editor for Police Fleet Manager. I'm not the editor. I'm just technical editor.
Oh, well, that's fine, and that certainly fits well into our discussion here. Jay, let me ask you a little bit about your early dealings with John. As he mentioned, he was assigned to do a story on the Tornado Air device. And do you remember your first meetings with John?
I think we go back almost 10, I think it was quite a bit. 10 years ago, he had a 4.6 Corvette.
Yes.
Yep. So, yeah, he ran testing for quite a bit, and then he discovered some improvements. So I think John can explain, you know, how it was testing.
Absolutely. John, tell us about the testing that you did on that 4.6-liter Crown Vic, and tell us a little bit about the results as well.
Well, it was a 1993 Ford Crown Victoria, and I did real-world testing, and I used my commute back and forth to work in Southern California, which was half city streets and half freeways. And I kept mileage records of it, so I had a pretty good baseline. And I got 1 mile per gallon under improvement under real-world conditions.
And 1 mile per gallon is
1 mile per gallon.
That's pretty significant when you add it up in the course of a year. If you have a significant commute, I mean, with today's gas prices, that can certainly add up to a lot of money.
Yes, that's when gas was a lot less expensive too. But I think we figured out that if you bought one, it would save you after a year's driving.
Excellent.
It would at least give you the cost. And, of course, with the fuel prices today, fuel savings is even more important.
Absolutely. More and more people are fuel conscious because, as you say, the price has really spiked, and many people predict it's going to go significantly higher in the years to come. So you took it through real-world conditions, unlike some other folks that have tested various devices and have used it under controlled conditions. Certainly that makes a lot more sense, I would imagine, for the average consumer and also in the realm of, let's say, a police department use.
Yeah, but you have to keep in mind, police departments do, police vehicles by the nature of their need, do a lot of idling. And idling is 0 miles per gallon, so there are not too many fuel-saving devices that are going to get you any less unless you shut the engine down completely.
Well, that's a really good point.
If you're doing highway patrol usage or
right.
You're on a load, then definitely you would have an advantage. But the idling is a problem. And the need to run the emergency equipment, the lights, the radio communications equipment, unfortunately, we have to keep them idling. And I speak from experience from 30 years as being a police officer also.
Absolutely. That only makes sense. And all those additional items that are equipped on the vehicle add weight and also certainly don't help the aerodynamic flow of the vehicle as well.
No, although the new generation LED light bars certainly improve things. They're smaller, they're thinner, they weigh less, and they use less energy.
Excellent. So 1 mile per gallon improvement in real-world testing. And let's talk a little bit about the ease of installation with the Tornado Air device. It certainly is a very easy item to put in any vehicle. Did you find that in your experience?
Yeah. Take your air intake off and slip it in. You might need some silicon lubricant. And, of course, you should wear gloves to protect your hands from any sharp edges because they're made out of stainless steel.
And that's a good thing that it's made out of stainless steel because you don't have to replace it. That's one thing that Jay always tells me. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue our conversation with Jay Kim, president of Tornado Air Management, and the very special guest, John Bella.
Staying late one night, and an XKE pulled up on the ride. He rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We are back live across North America. Thank you very much for joining us. Our telephone number 800-259-9231. If you have a question about the Tornado Air device, something that can help save you money, that's right, it's going to save you at the pump because it's going to give your car better fuel economy and better performance. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you want to solve the trivia riddle, that is about the Buick, the two-seater Buick introduced in the late 1980s, spilled over into the early 1990s. The two-seater Buick began with the letter R. I'm giving you all kinds of hints here. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have Jay Kim, the president of Tornado Air Management, with us. And also as a very special guest, we have John Bella, who's a police officer and a journalist. And he is presently the technical editor for Police Fleet Manager magazine. So he has tested and evaluated the Tornado air device in real-world conditions and obtained a 1 mile per gallon average increase. And, Jay, that's pretty significant, isn't it, as John was saying?
Right. And then furthermore, some of you may saw in the Fox News in Arizona, in Highway Patrol, there was a testing on the Crown Vic. If I remember correctly, they pick up almost 2 more miles, and then I think you may be able to see in the YouTube or even tornadoair.com the news article.
Excellent. And as John was mentioning, the Tornado Air device is made out of stainless steel, and that's one of the reasons why, Jay, you don't have to worry about purchasing one and having to replace it, because this is made out of real high-quality materials, is it not?
Yeah, stainless steel, except maybe you might have to be concerned about the speeding ticket.
Yeah. That's true, because it can give you a little bit more oomph. You can sometimes feel it there. And, John, I know that was not the purpose of your testing. You were looking for more fuel economy, but have you noticed that in your own usage of the Tornado air device, that under certain circumstances, because the engine breathes better, theoretically it can be a better performing engine as well?
It's kind of hard with a V8 passenger car because it's already got a lot of torque, so I can't really commit myself to seat of the pants, although we did do some dyno testing on a later conflict, and it showed an increase in horsepower and torque. Unfortunately, I don't have figures in front of me, but there was an increase in horsepower and torque using the Tornado.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, John, you were saying the installation process is very easy. You'd recommend using gloves, but just about anybody can do it. And, of course, if you have an older vehicle, Jay, we have lots of listeners who have older vehicles, perhaps classic cars. And if you have a carburetor, you have Tornado air devices that will fit right in that round air cleaner, correct, Jay?
Yes, either the old carburetor, like a 69 Mustang, or like up to 93, 94 Chevrolet pickup with a 5.7 throttle body injection type, mm-hmm, with a round air cleaner housing. Yeah, we have a unit available on that too.
Excellent. And, John, again, a 1 mile per gallon increase in fuel economy in real-world testing, stop and go along with combined highway and just general normal usage is definitely going to pay off. When you tested, do you remember what the price of gas was back when you did the actual testing?
No, I don't.
But now,
no, I first tested it, I think, around 2003. So whatever the price of gas was back then.
Definitely.
Certainly a lot less than it is today.
Yeah. And, John, I'm sure in your years of both on the police side and your journalistic side as well, you've tested lots of devices, but you definitely came away with some very positive feedback here about the Tornado.
Yes.
And did you recommend it to other police fleets? Because when you've got a fleet of vehicles, and if a city or town is trying to save money, there these days lots of places are looking to grab money anywhere they can, and certainly by equipping a fleet with the Tornado air device, it could add up to some significant money.
Yes, we did an article for Police Fleet Manager, and I did testing on a Crown Vic, on a later Crown Vic, and I think the editor did some testing on a Chevrolet Impala. I don't have the article in front of me, but I think we had more of an increase with the Impala than we did with the Crown Vic.
No kidding. Wow. Well, that's great news, Jay, the fact that you're getting all this wonderful accolades from professionals like John, who's a police officer and also the technical editor for Police Fleet Manager magazine. And as you were pointing out, if folks go on to YouTube, there are lots of videos because lots of different television stations around the nation have done stories, consumer type reports on your vehicle, on your device, on the Tornado Air. All they have to do is just go on to YouTube, right, Jay?
Yeah, and then they may see ABC San Diego. They had a recent testing on the fleet, on the Chevrolet work truck. Like, I think it was an air conditioning service company. They spend almost $28,000 a month on a fuel bill.
Wow.
And they had extensive testing, almost 1,000 miles before and after, in several gas-saving devices on the market. And after all, I think they only found one work. And happened to be Tornado about, I think their found the result was 11%. So 10 to 15% is significant, though.
Absolutely. Jay, remind all of our listeners of your website, your telephone, and, of course, all the different outlets around the country that folks can pick up the Tornado Air device.
Yeah, it's a TornadoAir.com, TornadoAir.com. And you can go, you know, visit your local good neighbor auto parts store. I think you can ask for it, TornadoAir.com.
Wonderful. And, of course, if you have any questions, too, Jay and his team would be more than happy to help you out. You just log on to TornadoAir.com. So, John, I really appreciate you joining us here and giving us that inside scoop there on the testing that you've done with the Tornado Air device. So you've done multiple tests, it sounds like, and will you continue to do further evaluation down the road?
Yeah, I'm testing it on my Mustang now. And, of course, it's much easier to install it on a carbureted engine than a fuel-injected engine. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll be interested to get your reports on that as well. And definitely just taking a look at your car guy right at the core. I mean, just the fact that you've restored all those wide range of vehicles. What was your favorite of all your restoration projects? I've always loved those Studebaker Hawks. That's an amazing vehicle. And, of course, that Mustang's great car as well.
I bought a 68 Mustang when it was 3 years old. It was a GT, and I regret selling it 3 years later. I regret to this day that I sold it.
Oh, that's so true.
Unfortunately, the car is long gone. So,
that's too bad.
I wish I'd kept that.
Well, John, we'll get you back on with us down the road. Jay Kim, thank you so much, my friend. Everybody visit TornadoAir.com. Straight ahead. A little geek talk with Ken's vocal.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Got a trivia question out there. It's not about a Mercury. It's about a another car from the 1980s, a Buick. That's right, a Buick, a two-seater Buick. It was offered just for a short span of years, first as a two-door coupe, then later as a convertible, and now it's somewhat of a collector's item. It certainly wasn't a great performance vehicle, but what was the name of this two-seater Buick from the decade of the 1980s? Began with the letter R. That's an easy one. The telephone number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Matt is standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your calls. And standing by, ready, willing, and able to tell us all about everything in the world of auto geekdom is a gentleman with a variety of websites, the most notable being autogeek.com. It's my pleasure to welcome Ken Zvokal back to Auto World. How you doing, Ken?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bob. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Well, you're all over Facebook these days. I'll tell you, you got a new page there, and it seems to be quite popular.
We've got close to 1,300 fans right now, so a lot of people checking us out on Facebook along with on our regular websites there, and I think it's just kind of another way to bring people into our community of automotive and motorcycle enthusiasts.
That is great, and certainly over the years that you've been doing AutoGeek.com, it has grown immensely. You've got members from all over the world, don't you, Ken?
Yeah, that's right, and, you know, The Facebook stuff has just really even pulled in more people from around the world. But we have people submitting show information from Europe and Asia, Australia. We get pictures sent in all the time. And if you check out the members ride section on AutoGeek.com, we've got some vehicles from all around the world that people are putting in the pictures, which I think is a really cool part of the site.
Absolutely. And a little bit earlier today, you sent me a note that the events calendar has a number of new spring events, and you have about 100 or more events that will be added later this coming week. So you're going to be busy just updating just the events section.
Yeah, this is a busy time of year. It seems like every time I open up the email and take a look, there's two or three events that come in via email or even by Facebook here lately. And I just drop them into a folder and then do a bunch of them all in one big shot. So, yeah, I've got a bunch of them built up. I'm trying to get them out there before they occur. It's kind of a big job to do this time of year, but it's great. Get all those posted out there, and then hopefully people will send us in some pictures after the event takes place.
Absolutely. You love getting pictures from all four corners of the globe, and, you know, it really gives the folks an opportunity, if they can't get out there and visit a lot of the local car shows, you can really kind of live through vicariously AutoGeek.com.
That's right, yeah, because, you know, you're going to a car show, and you see some unique vehicle that probably someone else, you know, on the other corner of the United States or around the world isn't going to get a chance to see. It's really cool. Snap some photos and come to the site and drop it up there, kind of share it with everyone.
Let's talk about something that you're doing in collaboration with a website that's very close in name. It's AutoGeek.net. So AutoGeek.com is getting together with AutoGeek.net, and you guys are going to be doing a special section devoted to spring cleaning. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, this is going to be our fourth year doing this. AutoGeek.net, I think we got together probably 5 years ago. The owner of their website and their business got a hold of me, and it seems like we both started our businesses about the same time, and they are the car care experts. They carry all sorts of polishes, wax, tools that you need to keep your car running right and looking good. And we're doing our spring cleaning special again. Like I said, the fourth year we've done that. And we highlight a bunch of products out there. And the best part about it, the products are great and gives you a lot of tips on things that you might need for your particular type of vehicle or type of rims or paint or whatever you have. But the best part is that AutoGeek.net gives you lots of good advice on how to make your vehicle look as good as new as when you first got it and stuff. And they've got a bunch of videos, discussion forums and stuff like that, and it'll all be in one place that you can have access to that.
That is fantastic. So videos, like how-to videos and that kind of stuff, Ken?
Yeah, how to wax your car, how to clean your rims, polishes, some of the tools, how to use the tools. So before you go out and you invest money in a particular tool, you can look at the video and see, you know, is this what I'm looking for? Is this, you know, how do I do this? Lots of great advice.
Definitely. And when will that section be ready to go?
I think we're going to be launching, well, before April 1st. I'm looking for next weekend to be the big launch, so just kind of check the site. And I'm sure we'll have the big link with the AutoGeek Car Care University logo on there, and you click through and get it, all that great information.
Wonderful. And just logging on to AutoGeek.com right now, right on the main page there, you've got something that caught my attention. Free windshield repair kit. How do you get one of those?
Yeah, it's from one of our sponsors, Pit Stop International. They had this really cool product, and they wanted to kind of get the word out about it, so they had a number of units, and I know they still have some to give away. You know, you got a little chip in your windshield or something, you could try this out on it and see it take care of that problem.
Wonderful. And in addition to that, we'll talk about all the other cool stuff that you've got going on, including you've got some photos from the Chicago Auto Show. You made it over to McCormick Place. That was 2009. This year.
2009.
Yeah. Did you make it to Detroit in this year, 2010?
Yeah, we had the 2010, and we just posted those pictures out on Facebook. We've been kind of bouncing back and forth and posting both ways, and that's another project we're in the middle of, is to get the pictures for Facebook and the website all into a single place. But the North American International Auto Show pictures from this year are over on our Facebook page.
Oh, that makes sense. Absolutely. And certainly when you look at all the other cool things that you've got going, including one of your trademarks, which is the Name That Vehicle contest. And I know you were attempting a little bit earlier today to make some updates on that, but we're having a little bit of computer problems. But for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Name That Vehicle contest, tell them all about it.
Well, what we do is we scour the Internet, and we find some unique vehicle, and we take the picture of that vehicle, and we scramble it up, and we twist and turn it a little bit, and then we post it out there. And what we do is every couple of days, we expose a little bit more of the vehicle. And if you're the first person to be able to correctly identify the make, model, and year of that vehicle, you win a real cool prize. And like this time, we have a Pinnacle Shine Kit from our friends at AutoGeek.net. It's like a $150 value. So if you're the first one to be able to identify that vehicle, you could win that that shine kit, and that's really cool. And that, I hope technical difficulties will go away sometime this evening, and we'll have that new contest up and running in the morning.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, bob@autoworldradio.com. The question, the two-seater Buick beginning with the letter R, sold in very limited quantities during the late 80s, early 90s. What was the name of that Buick? We may have a winner coming in here via the email. I have to check it in a moment, but maybe you can beat the person to the punch by dialing us right now at 800-259-9231. Another relatively new item that I noticed that you've been promoting in recent months is an alliance that you have with rentacarnow.com, and I guess by using that service, you can get some really affordable rent-a-car rates. Tell us more, Ken.
Right, yeah. If you're out there traveling, you can use that link and put where you're traveling to, and they can hook you up with some good rates from some local companies.
Wonderful. When we come back on the other side, more with Ken Zvokal. He's the owner of the ultimate motoring community, AutoGeek.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. He styled the beautiful BMW Z8 Roadster and several Aston Martins. And now he's got his own company, and he's building beautiful electric plug-in vehicles. Here's Hendrik Fisker, CEO of Fisker Automotive.
I think it's very exciting times for us, since this will be the world's first plug-in hybrid. And the fact that we drove it in Laguna Seca at the raceway, I think, was really to show everybody that this is for real. When I look at what are we supposed to drive in the future, you know, I was getting concerned a couple of years ago when I only saw very tiny, kind of a dorky-looking vehicles always presented as being electric cars and futuristic cars. So my thought was, why can't we make a beautiful, exciting-looking car that looks even better than today's four-door sedans?
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Well, we finally have a winner via email here on this long overdue trivia question here about the Buick two-seater that began with the letter R, was sold originally in coupe, later in convertible form, late 80s, early 90s. The winner is Omar in Pennsylvania, and Omar is correct in saying it was the Buick Riata. Remember that vehicle? Well, that is the answer to the question. Ken Zvokal is with us from AutoGeek.com and CycleGeek.net and TruckGeek.com, and we're telling you all about some of the cool things that are happening at AutoGeek.com, the ultimate motoring community. And always an interesting story to tell is the story of how AutoGeek got it started. Basically, it kind of revolved around a search engine. Ken, you were frustrated looking for car stuff, and so you developed a very sophisticated search engine. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, I was working with some Jeep enthusiasts, and they were building a website, and we were kind of looking for some parts for them. And as we were doing some searching through the search engines, you know, when we were searching for parts, we were getting a handful of websites that had to do with the Jeep parts we were looking for, and multiple sites that had other stuff, junk that we weren't necessarily looking for. And I started thinking, you know, it'd be really nice to have a website or a search engine that we could just search specifically for automotive-related things. So we kind of started building the search engine that was indexing these automotive websites and stuff. And as we did that, we kept finding different pieces that we thought would be cool to add on, and we kept building and building and building. And that's how we came up with our ultimate motoring community, as we call it, AutoGeek.com, and we just, you know, it just grew over the years.
Excellent. And of course, in order to become a member of the Ultimate Motoring Community, you can sign up for free for an AutoGeek.com membership, and tell our listeners a little bit about the benefits of becoming a member of your website, because there are a number of benefits.
Yeah, you can, you're kept up to date whenever we have some contests, and we're hoping to have some real cool contests coming up early spring and into the summer this year, some opportunities to show off your vehicles and win some more prizes and stuff. So we can keep you abreast of all the latest news. A lot of times, the companies that are sponsoring our website will have special deals on products and stuff. And when you come visit the website and you log in to your account, you'll get special coupons and stuff for discounts on products, which, you know, saving money is always a great thing. And, the best part about it is it's absolutely free. We don't sell your email address to anyone. We just ask you to give us your name, your email address, and where you're from in the world, because we just like to kind of keep track of, you know, where people are coming from, just to kind of get an idea of how far we're reaching out in the world.
That's great. And also on the site, you've got listings for over 2,500 clubs from not only around the country, but from around the globe. You've got classified ads, discussion groups, and journals, folks helping each other out, and a number of contributors, experts in various realms contributing to the site. And it's always cool to check out the stuff for sale. You can sell your car. You have an alliance there, and also you can buy or sell a Harley right on your site. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, we have an alliance with Harley Davidson. It's HDTrader.com. So there's always a fresh supply of, if you're looking for a cool motorcycle, you can get on the site, and you can look just from there at AutoGeek.com or, like you said, CycleGeek.net, the brother site to AutoGeek.com. So if you're looking for a Harley or any type of vehicle, you know, an older vehicle especially, we're partnered with OldRides.com, and that's available right through AutoGeek.com. So you don't need to be searching around and traveling from site to site. We're kind of like that central point where we can hook you up with the information you need, you know, trucks, cars, motorcycles. We've got it on AutoGeek.com.
And there's some really interesting older vehicles up for sale right now on the homepage, including a 1970 Ford Mustang Boss 302 for sale. It's located in Riverside, California, so you can check that out. There's a 77 Corvette for sale, a 69 Cadillac Eldorado, a 68 Corvette, excuse me, an L36, and a 55 Chevrolet Bel Air show car. It's cool to see those, and it's cool to see some of the photos from the various events. And I know that you love Jeeps, and you have a special area of the website dedicated to a number of things, including Jeep Talk. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, by far the biggest discussion group we have going on, and we have a number of them on AutoGeek.com, is our Jeep enthusiast area. And, you know, it's always amazing to me every day we have people posting questions, and then within, you know, sometimes 10, 15 minutes, people will be shooting back answers. You know, I had that same problem, and here's how I fixed it. Or, you know, we went off-roading here, and this is the best place to go. Just tons of sharing of information between the Jeep enthusiasts. So, you know, if you're a Jeep person, come check out the site. And one other thing that I'd just like to encourage people to check out is we've got our members ride section. So if you've got your real cool car and you're rolling it out of the garage this time of year, you know, you're ready to start doing your spring cruising and stuff, take some photos of it and post it up on the site, because it's got kind of a little car show among our members going on right there on the site.
That's great. And another section that I always enjoy of the website, the hot products. You get quite often the opportunity to sample things before they even hit the retail outlets, so you always are on the cutting edge of that, including taking a look at some of the more recent ones here, Cool Racks, Kramer Racks. What can you tell us about those, Ken?
Yeah, it's not your everyday, you know, racks, the whole ladders and stuff. They have a nice style to them, kind of fit in with kind of a newer look on your truck. So, you know, they've got racks for different types of material, whether you're carrying pipes or ladders or, you know, whatever material you need to carry in the back of your pickup truck, it'll help you safely carry those loads. So it's worth checking out.
Another thing worth checking out, if you have limited garage space and have the means, there are residential lifts that you can purchase and actually store two cars in a single-car garage. And you've got one from Park King here in your hot product section. Tell us a little bit about that product.
Yeah, that's another real cool product. Like you said, if you have multiple vehicles and you're low on garage space, you can put your first vehicle and lift it up on the lift and put your second one underneath it. It's just a way to organize your garage. So, you know, if you have a couple nice vehicles and you want to be able to swap which one you're riding out, that's the way to go.
Ken, what is the Paintucation video series?
Oh, yeah, that's a real cool thing that we've had for a number of years, and they've just come out with some new videos. It's a guy named Kevin Tetz. He came up with the first video, oh, I would say it was 4 years ago. It was Paint Your Own Car, and he went through step by step. If you wanted to paint your own vehicle, these are the steps you need to do. Very good video. And then just here recently, within the past year, he's come out with a series of other videos along the same lines where he takes you through step-by-step, teaching you all the lingo you need to know and all the materials you need to do it, and teach you if you want to restore your ride yourself. It's kind of a how-to. So it's a real good series.
And certainly if you love motorsports, you've got a gentleman that contributes motorsports reports to the site, and you can check that out as well.
That's right. Steve from out in California writes a little bit of a blog-type posting situation every so often. And then also we have our drag racing friend as he travels around the country. He's going to start doing some blogging here in the next couple weeks, so we're looking forward to that, Dwayne LaFleur.
How is Dwayne doing these days? Because I know a couple of years back he had a setback with one of his vehicles. Is he doing okay health-wise and otherwise?
Yeah, he's doing real good. He had a little wreck with the Firebird a couple years back, and he, I think he's in a 69 Camaro now. And last year, I was just talking to him a couple weeks ago, last year he finished in the top five in the country for his division and stuff, so he was ready to get back out on the drag strip again. Looking forward to this year.
Excellent. Boy, Ken, this site work must keep you very busy just uploading the photos. Like you say, you get tons and tons of members' rides photos and that, and keeping the postings up for the various events. There aren't enough hours in the day, I'm sure, for you.
Yeah, it keeps me busy, but I really enjoy doing it. It's interesting to see everything that's happening in the automotive world.
So what do you think about the future of Jeep, with the Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep now being owned by an interesting collaboration of sorts, Fiat and the U.S. government and the Canadian government and the UAW? Do you think Jeep is going to be spun off and sold to another company?
I think it looks like that might be a possibility, but I think it's going to remain strong no matter what happens.
You are 100% correct. It will remain strong. It's the halo of that trio of brands. Ken, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my site, autoworldradio.com. I'm Bob Locke.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.